What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Years, Coach Musk. Hey, what's been on the Boss Man Show? Good to have on the show for the first time here, Coach Musk. To talk to you, man. How's the LA Sooners treating you guys out there, man?
Yeah, well, appreciate you having me on. We're loving Los Angeles. It's been a great adjustment. This is the third time I've actually lived in LA. I coached the Lakers G League team and worked for the LA Clippers. So one of very few people that work for the Clippers organization, Lakers organization. Now USC and California's, you know, what we consider home. I obviously, you know, coaching the Warriors and Kings and then going to school at the University of San Diego, kind of have the whole California, you know, every major metropolitan city in the state, it seems like I've worked at.
No doubt, Coach Musson. You know, coaches, make you happy. You see, I got on an A shirt. I'm a Raider fan by trade, Coach.
I like the Raiders too, man. Even though they're in Vegas now, I still like the Raiders for sure.
Yeah, I have. When Lloyd Pitts was the coach of the Atlanta Hawks here, me and him used to convince everybody about our Raiders all the time, man. Every week is something different with our Raiders, man.
Well, at least they got the best logo and great colors. So you can never take that away from the Raiders.
Got there right. What's me asking, Coach Musk? USC, I'm sure to come out of California, man. I've been in Arkansas for many years, doing well there, man. So, what about opportunity with the Trojans? If really stood out to you and Miss Sargent, your beautiful wife, about wanting to come back out to LA, man?
Yeah, no, I think first of all, you know, Arkansas is a great basketball job. It's one of the premier men's basketball jobs in the country. So we left a great job. To come to USC. USC's brand is so powerful nationally. And I think anytime you make a job change, it's always got to be a family decision. My two sons went to the University of San Diego, so this is home for them. They grew up in the Bay Area, Northern California. So this is, you know, feels like home to my two sons. And then obviously my wife, Danielle, worked for NFL Network. and NFL Network is located here in LA. So she's got a ton of friends working in the industry. So for that, it made a lot of sense, and we're really, really happy. We're living in Manhattan Beach, and it's a great place to live. And obviously, our university is in a really unique location. We're right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, an unbelievable campus, great academics here at USC. So just a cool, cool place to work.
Hey, Coach Musk, being in L.A., knowing so many NBA guys live out there who come work out the Gale Center. So talk about that piece of it, having those guys mentor your young men, get them the tips to get to the league, the next level, so they can be better for you on the court, having guys with that stature around them all the time, showing them how to work, how to prepare, how to eat, how to discipline as a player.
Yeah, no, it's been really good for our program. You know, we've tried to open our doors anytime an NBA player asks if they could come work out here. We want them to. So that means that we have to switch some things around, you know, weight room wise or, you know, shooting times to try to accommodate the NBA players. We've even had teams in here, you know, Dallas, when they played the Clippers in the playoffs, they used our facility, and the Trailblazers have been in here in the summer. So I think it's good. Our guys, you know, can watch guys shoot, and you know, there's just so many benefits from a program to have NBA people around our program. And so we feel fortunate, not only just because of the market that we're in, but also the fact that, you know, there's some NBA guys that have really enjoyed, you know, coming here because of the fact that we try to accommodate them every way possible.
No doubt, Coach Musk. And also, Coach Musk, for your young men, for you being a first-year head coach out there, how's it been building this roster and this new whole NIL and portal, kind of speed dating with guys now, knowing they really love the game, but everybody wants some money. So how's that process been trying to figure out a guy's true motive want to play for you and USC right now?
Yeah, it's you know, challenging for all coaches in any sport right now collegiately because of what you just mentioned. There's just so many factors going in. You know, for us, it was about players that would fit in academically at USC because of the academic standards here, not only to get into school, but then players that academically can survive once they're on campus and thrive. So that's one piece of it. And then we tried to really create in our roster management pieces that fit not only off the floor, but then on the floor. So we've got a lot of guys that are 6'6", 6'7", that can play multiple positions. We thought that was really, really important in year one for us to have guys that could play not just one position, but could play two or three different positions to allow us to play some positionless basketball. But we do have some holes on our roster as well. We don't really have traditional point guards, so to speak. We don't really have traditional centers or five men. So we're going to have to play unique style at times based on where we are at the one spot and the five spot.
No doubt, Coach Musson, as the game has evolved, like you said, come on, positions basketball, switching one through five, one through four, dropping to five, kind of doing some things with hard heads and stunning. So at least having guys with lift of their arms, you can kind of make up some of the ground with having guys of like heights. Kind of remind me of what Mike D'Antoni did or with the Hawks of Mike Woodson a little bit when he had Joe Johnson and Marvin Williams and those guys, Al Horford out there with Mike Bibby. They all the same size, but he switched out everybody, you know?
Yeah, and like for us, it's going to be really important. We're going to play Desmond Claude at the point guard position, and he's 6'5.5". And so he's got to be a great rebounding point guard for us to maybe make up for some interior defensive rebounding. So our small forward is going to have to really rebound the ball. I know that having spent time with Hubie Brown, he talked all the time about his time with the Hawks and how Dominique Wilkins was such a great defensive rebounder at the small forward spot. And then when Coach Hubie Brown went to the Knicks, Bernard King was a great defensive rebounder. So for us, we're going to need our ones, twos, and threes to really help on the defensive backboards this year.
And Coach Musk, quick story about that. I used to go down to Morehouse College where the Hawks used to practice at and see Coach Brown running practice at Morehouse. So I remember those good old days here in Orlando, man. I grew up in Vine City, so I walked down there. Coach Brown and my dad were good friends. I walked down to Morehouse and go watch practice. He'd be kind of a quasi-ball boy. $10 as a young kid, Coach Musk.
I know one thing. One of my favorite players I've ever coached played at Morehouse, a guy by the name of Larry Lewis, who actually went to Los Angeles High here in L.A., And he was a great small forward, and he played for a couple of our teams and was a switchable player at 6'7". And he played that right there in Atlanta and enjoyed his time there.
No doubt, Coach Musk. Coach Musk, for you, man, building a program, let's talk about that piece of it, Coach Musk. Like, what are you looking for in the young man's character, his integrity, and his heart on off the court? What's your program pillars that you want to have a young man since the interview globally or internationally and who's come to USC and play for you? You're a great personality and work for you, man. So what are you looking for in the young man, Coach Musk?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I think, you know, number one, does a player want to be coached? That becomes super, super important. Does a player, you know, understand his game, or is he delusional? I think that becomes super, super important. It's really important that a player wants to play for USC and is not necessarily making decisions based on outside, you know, influences. And so that becomes super important. And then, you know, does a player want to play for a staff that has a lot of NBA experience? You know, because obviously there's my background of being a two-time NBA coach and being an assistant coach with many NBA teams. But then also our assistant coaches, Quincy Pondexter played in the NBA. You know, Will Conroy played in the NBA, and Will also worked for the Timberwolves front office. So those things become super, super important as well. Does a player fit with what we want guys to aspire to once they're done playing collegiate basketball?
No doubt, because I remember Coupon, who's in Memphis, so I would cover those games out there. The fans from Coach Hollins, those guys, they was the Gritty Ground was going good back in the day. I remember those years going to the fans for open the Hawks out of playoffs and covering them, man. So I remember Coupon very well, Coach Buss.
Yeah, Q and Will, the good thing is they get out and still guard people. And there's not many coaching staffs in America that have assistants that can guard people and are just recently done with their playing career. And I think from a relatability standpoint, it's really, really helped our staff.
And Coach Musk, the Big Ten now, what you know, the free alignment now, U.S. is in the Big Ten. So talk about preparing for that conference, watching the opponents you got to go against this year, man, kind of preparing yourself ready, getting ready for this season, man, because the Big Ten is going to be a gauntlet this year with adding the talent from the USC and you got UCLA, all those different teams they got now. So talk about that, Coach Musk.
Well, there's so much when you think about the Big Ten. Obviously, you know, we're new to the league, so tendencies in late game or tendencies late shot clock or tendencies after timeouts, those three areas in particular, we're going to have to really study. Before we get into league play, we're going to have to study what teams do on their special team situations, meaning what does a team do after free throw attempts, both offensively and defensively? Do teams do anything special off the jump ball? At the start of the second half, is there any tendencies certain teams come out with? And so we needed to do as much studying on our future opponents as we possibly can. And then there's the travel aspect. I mean, we're going to really have to be smart with how we dictate what we're going to do from a travel standpoint, because we have four trips that are really, really going to be difficult from a 3-hour time change the long travel. How do you handle that both academically? How do you handle it in preparation for your team on the floor? All those things become really, really important. And then when you look at the Big Ten, and you look at how hard it is for road teams to win in our home environments or home venues. Like Rutgers, you look at their home record the last couple of years, it's absolutely phenomenal. So some real challenges going into some of these places, but challenges that we've been talking to our team about trying to prepare. We take a different team every day in the Big Ten, and we try to break down their star player and his tendencies, and we try to break down what scheme they try to get you offensively and defensively. And that's been some of the preparation that we'll really look to dive into in late September and October.
And Coach Buss, this summer doing workouts was a little bit of kind of putting in team stuff and a little bit of individual workouts. You know, when you come in new as new head coach, you got holding the roster, haven't played for you before like that. So do you want to kind of get some stuff in there, say, no simple concepts with what you expect. So how was that kind of balance between putting in new stuff versus letting them develop themselves this summer?
Yeah, well, I think everything always starts with player development. You know, you want your players to get better, whether they're playing in your system or someone else's system, because obviously for a lot of guys, especially the grad transfers, they're going to be playing in a different system in 8 months. It might be somewhere in Europe. It might be somewhere in the NBA. It might be somewhere in the G League. And so you want whatever you're teaching those guys, you want them to be able to take that with them. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in schemes, you know, and you know, you're going to play in a different scheme next year. So I'm not sure how much that helps, but certainly how to play without the ball in your hands. How do you have an impact offensively and defensively if you don't have the ball or aren't guarding the ball? All those things become super, super important in player development. And then what's your go-to move? And then what are your counter moves? And then taking areas that you maybe want to improve on and then putting together a player development plan to attack those areas of weakness become extremely important as well.
I got two more for you, Coach Musk, by Atlanta. First of all, what's your favorite thing about the city of Atlanta for is coming out? I know your wife's from here. So what's your favorite thing about the city of Atlanta, man, when you come to town, man, to really recruit or watch basketball, come see the in-laws?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I love about Atlanta. I know that, you know, when I worked for the Hawks, one of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of is we had a meeting with the Braves, the Thrashers hockey team, and the Hawks, and we all got together and talked about draft strategy, player acquisitions, what each of those teams look for in players, and then how those players projected from the draft into 4 or 5 years down the road. And that we still use a lot of those philosophies, but I would say the biggest thing besides going to a Braves game that I love about Atlanta is the food. And then I have so much family there, everybody on Danielle's side, her mom or brother or sister all live there. So it's really a family gathering and then some really great cooking by my mother-in-law.
No doubt, Coach Musk. This is what to blow your mind too. I was also a Braves bat boy too, Coach Musk.
Wow. That now, and I don't know about age stuff, but I know when I was growing up, the Braves, man, they were America's team.
Yes.
You know, it was way before, you know, the way that we watch games now, and certainly the TBS stuff was
Superstation. 7:35 Coach Musk, first pitch.
Ted Turner, man.
After the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came on, 7:35.
I love it.
Yeah, that was one of my first things as a kid, man, being a Braves bat boy. So I enjoyed being around David Justice, Fred McGriff, Greg Maddux, Steve Avery, all them guys. So I got to live the Braves golden years as a bat boy.
That's super cool. I mean, and then you got to think about how many games there are in MLB. It's amazing when you're around superstars like David Justice. There's nothing cooler as a young guy growing up, I'm sure.
Now, I'm lucky I got to be a Turner Field in it for the county. So I got to switch both of them. Yeah, Coach, but that was my childhood. Braves, baseball, bat boy, that was my childhood, man. I enjoyed that stuff, man. It was great. Best thing ever. Cool. This is too bad I wasn't good at baseball, but I enjoyed being around it.
Chipper Jones, one of my all-time favorites.
Yes, sir. Larry Wayne. I was called LW. It's just mess with him. He's like, be quiet, man. Just to mess with him. And, Coach, last one for you, Coach, about the Atlanta player, the high school ball here, how you find as talented young men who are ready to play for you as a freshman because how they're coached here in the high school ranks and in the AAU ranks as well. So you find talented young men up and down these AAU rosters and high schools here who can really help you day one.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's unbelievable. Recruiting market. I know we had a player that a couple years ago at Arkansas that was a transfer from Jacksonville by the name of JD Notte. He was super talented. He turned himself into a third team All-American player. And he's a guy that just, you know, was a guy that kept getting better. The coaching in Atlanta, you mentioned both AAU and high school, phenomenal coaching in that area. And it's certainly a place that we want to try to continue to recruit. I mentioned JD Notte. Trey Wade was also a player from Atlanta that was a transfer to Arkansas from Wichita State that had a great, great, you know, year with us at Arkansas. So we've had some guys from Atlanta that have really, really played well and been character fits for us. And you know, the one thing with both those two guys that I just mentioned, they came in ready physically, and they came in ready from a competitive spirit. and mindset.
No doubt, Coach Musk. I'll tell you what, Coach Musk, good to have you on the show, man. I know you was a heck of a guy with the Hawks, with the Hawks, man. So I wish you all the best of luck and success, Coach Musk. We hope to do this again in March when you're going to the big dance with a great seed, man.
Well, we hope that's true, too, and appreciate you having me on. It's been awesome to join you.
Hey, it's that, Coach. Appreciate you, brother.
Here we go. Fight on.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.